Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Oh, how I remember that refrain from my childhood. We were taught by our parents and our teachers, just walk away. Remember, we were told, it's not worth a fight. It's not worth someone getting hurt. We were told it was just a word. It couldn't cause us any harm. I'm not sure about this anymore. While the advice was beneficial for children in the schoolyard, the idea underlying the refrain doesn't hold true. Names can hurt. Words have force, and the names that people call one another do have power. Names have the power to harm, to injure, to inflict pain. Daily we witness the power and the potency of language. The impact that words have transcends the simply calling of names. What people say and how they say it not only gives voice to what they think and how they feel, but provides the framework in which to make decisions about actions and creates the climate in which we function. Words aren't simply neutral tools. Words give meaning and value. Words convey moral and ethical assumptions. Words can marginalize. They can suggest that someone doesn't belong or isn't worthy or patriotic. A speaker who effectively uses words can, without being explicit or defending their position, imply moral judgment. Isn't this the skill of many political pundits and talk show hosts? Without explaining or defining their position, they suggest, imply, even denigrate. Through an artful, or perhaps more accurately, a manipulative use of language, they can cast aspersions. And when challenged, they defend their behavior, as Ann Coulter did recently after slurring John Edwards, declaring, oh, it was only a, quote, schoolyard taunt, suggesting that those who are offended are but children who can't take it, simply thin-skinned folks who aren't able to take a joke. Regrettably, such behavior and such use of language and lack of willingness to take responsibility for what one says contributes to a hostile environment in which anger and innuendo dominates and serious and thoughtful political discourse is ignored. As we enter the presidential campaign for 2008, we can already sense the hostility and anger. The air is charged, and the political discourse that our nation deserves is sorely lacking. It is time to recapture a level of civility. A time for those who shape the climate of our nation, candidates, politicians, pundits, talk show hosts, to accept the responsibility of their actions. It will require that they choose their words more carefully and cease the senseless name-calling. It seems strange. That which was once restricted to the playgrounds of our youth now dominate the landscape of our nation. Perhaps what they say is true. The only thing that separates adults from children are the playgrounds in which they play.